It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, March 30th. I'm Patricia Naft. Last week, a Paonia taxidermist reported the theft of over $500,000 worth of antlers and horns. As KVNF's Jake Ryan reports, they've now been found.
Robert Stevenson discovered Wednesday morning that his taxidermy business had been plundered. Almost $600,000 worth of antlers, horns, exotic animals, and equipment was missing. But it didn't take too long to get them back. Delta County Sheriff's deputies arrested two men. Joseph Brown of Montrose was charged with felony burglary, theft, and criminal mischief. Zachary Boutwell of Olathe was arrested, and charges are pending. The sheriff's office alleges the pair hauled off the antlers and attempted to sell them to a taxidermist in Grand Junction. The would-be buyer was suspicious of two young men trying to sell a hoard of animal horns from around the world and contacted the police. Deputy Mark Taylor says antler thefts are becoming a lot more normal.
You know, in the, probably for about the last 5 years or so, horns have skyrocketed in value. And we've seen a real increase in theft of deer and elk horns, mainly just from private parties. You know, somebody will have their horns attached to a garage or out in the front yard, and people drive up and steal them. But the scale, we haven't seen this scale of theft before.
He doesn't know how much the collection would have sold for, but during their investigation, they've recovered over two pickup trucks worth of antlers.
I can tell you that they're getting about $10 to $14 a pound for horns. So some of these extremely large trophy elk antlers, they weigh upwards of 100 pounds. So you know, there's a lot of money in it.
They estimate that only 75% of the collection is recovered, and they're continuing to look for the rest. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
If you haven't mailed in your municipal ballot yet, don't. Election officials say at this point it's better to deliver it in person. In Delta County, there are 24-hour drop-off boxes at the courthouse in Delta and at the North Fork Annex in Hotchkiss. In order for your vote to count, city or county election officials need to have your ballot by 7 p.m. on Election Day, April 5th. If you mail it now, it might not get there in time. Lawmakers in the House will debate the budget this week. They'll have to close a roughly $200 million gap, and that means programs to offer incentives for film production in the state and tourism promotion could face cuts. Governor John Hickenlooper says he'll do his best to try and make sure those programs aren't reduced in the budget, but he thinks they are strong economic drivers.
Trying to make sure that we have good jobs available across the state, and that we are able to market the state in all the different ways so that we attract more of the type of people that create jobs.
Hickenlooper admits it may require some give and take.
I continue to advocate for it. Am I aware of what a difficult budget season is going to be? Yeah, I'm aware.
The Bipartisan Budget Committee wrote the budget bill, but lawmakers in both parties will offer various amendments to tweak it. A bill to expand a state program that offers driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants cleared the House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee this week. As Benta Berkland reports, the Democratic measure passed along party lines and no one testified against it.
The law currently allows undocumented immigrants who have lived in Colorado for the last 2 years and have paid taxes to get a driver's license for an extra fee. Right now, three DMV locations offer the special licenses, Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction. Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont wants to include six more offices.
When I think about getting on the road, I want to know and have a reasonable assumption that everybody else who is getting on the road knows the rules of the road. And when we have a system that has created such a backlog that people are waiting weeks and months and years to get their driver's licenses, we are setting ourselves up to fail as a community.
People like Aquara Garcia testified that getting a driver's license would be a necessity, not a luxury. She says she has a special needs daughter, and speaking through an interpreter, says she's fearful whenever she gets behind the wheel.
Because when I need to take my daughter to her medical visits, to the rec center, or even to get her something to eat, I run a risk.
According to a nonpartisan fiscal analysis on the bill, the three DMV offices offer 31 appointments each day, and the state has issued nearly 18,000 licenses since the program went into effect a year and a half ago. Immigrant activists estimate about 150,000 people qualify for the program. The state attorney general has even had complaints of people selling appointments. Esmeralda Dominguez is part of the I Drive Colorado Coalition, which supports expanding the number of offices.
They are simply selling appointments, selling promises to get an appointment faster, selling insurance certificates that do not exist. They are selling vehicle titles that are not registered with the DMV.
Democratic Representative Javon Melton of Aurora is one of the main sponsors of a separate bill the committee also heard. It would make selling appointments or other free public services a crime. He says right now, too many people are getting ripped off.
To hear our witness come up and talk about spending $200 on the appointment, $30 on a driving record, $150 on an interpreter, $75 on a written exam fee, I mean, that comes to $455 for a service that is free to the public. It's taking advantage of vulnerable populations.
The House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee agreed and passed the bill with bipartisan support. But Republicans were not on board with expanding the driver's license program itself. While none of the lawmakers on the committee spoke against it, GOP members in the Senate have said they feel the bill encourages and condones illegal immigration, and they don't want to expand a program they never liked in the first place. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado is one of several states at risk for earthquakes caused by human activity, according to a new map by federal scientists. The U.S. Geological Survey Seismic Hazard Map, released Monday, is the first to include earthquake risk for human actions. Mark Peterson heads the survey's seismic mapping project. He tells KUNC the increase in earthquakes in the middle of the country is caused by injecting wastewater from oil and gas production.
By including human-induced events, our assessment of earthquake hazards has significantly increased in parts of the United States.
Only one part of Colorado is on the new map, the Raton Basin near Trinidad. Wastewater injection from gas wells in that area have been linked to a series of earthquakes, including a magnitude 5.3 in 2011. The area of the country most at risk for human-caused earthquakes is Oklahoma, which, according to the map, has a similar risk for quake damage in 2016 as parts of California. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.